Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Play that funky music, Daisy Girl.
This is our, yeah,
this is slightly hysterical already, Judith.
You are hysterical.
Well, we had summer yesterday. Did you notice? You're not listening to me.
I'm listening to the music. I'm getting into the zone.
Stop appreciating the music. I'm bored of that music. I think we should change the theme tune soon. I might make something up myself. Anyway, there we go. And play it on a spoon. That's what I'm going to do. Or I might put some marbles in a tin. I don't know. Anyway, Judith, we had summer yesterday, and the weather has changed. We're in summer now. We're in summer. The clock went forward.
Suddenly.
Oh, fucking hell. When the clock went forward, that threw me. Did it throw you?
Oh, I kept thinking, oh, it must be time to get the tea on. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Look at, yeah, exactly.
It was like jet lag. I couldn't really deal with it. It took me three days. We find that hard these days. And the sun's here, and have we taken our socks off, Judith? Are we sockless?
Well, you know, no, because, no, not really, Jenny, because I can't do socks, no socks and shoes. So I have to go, you know, the usual kind of ankle length boot thing, straight to sandal. I have to go straight to sandal. I can't do the sockless shoe phase. Because it makes my feet sore and sweaty. Can't do those.
Okay, may I offer you a compromise? Can you do a sockless pump?
No,
you know,
I can't.
Like a canvas pump.
I know you do a sockless pump. I've seen your sockless pump many a time.
I'm forever socklessly pumped.
Well, but don't your feet get sore when you walk a bit? And don't you get all sweaty?
No.
So, oh God, you're not.
I have a dry foot.
Oh,
I'm dry footed.
Thank God. But you're not wearing, are you? Because this might be the reason why I cannot go sockless with shoes.
Okay.
You're not wearing, are you, those things that old ladies wear in your shoe? What are they called? I don't know even what they're called. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yes, you do. You're pretending you don't know.
No, is it something to raise your arch?
No. They're like pop socks, but
Tiny pop sock.
Yes, they're aren't they?
They're the sort of thing, you know, that when you stay in an Airbnb, if you're not very careful, you put your hand down the side of a sofa. It's the kind of thing you can come up with. You know, or a poor quality hotel. You can find a shriveled one somewhere. You just
they
say,
are unpleasant.
Disgusting.
Pop socks, per se, are a tricky item.
They are a tricky item. I found my way through that, though. You can get, from Marks and Spencer's, a thick denier pop sock. So it's like an opaque tight in
a support stocking.
No, it doesn't. Not in black, because it looks a bit sexy.
Oh, see what you mean?
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Well,
that's what I wear.
I think I would challenge the word sexy in this context.
No.
But okay. All right, I'll accept that.
Okay,
but no,
well,
those horrible
than releasing my flabby white calves, which I'm faced with now. That is, of course, you know, the drawback of going sockless. I'm now sockless, and I will be sockless until September, you know. Yes, probably.
Have you painted your toenails yet?
Not yet. I haven't got down round to that yet.
You have to do that. You have to do that, won't you?
Yeah, I've got some trimming and some buffing and some, you know. I need the farrier around, really, Judith. And of course, you see, when you do go sockless, at least your skin colour tones are quite normal. You're a sort of healthy.
Of course I am. I might even be freckled.
Yeah, you are. You're so freckled that you've actually got a light tan.
Yeah.
I got my ankles out and I just thought, Jesus, I look like I've just been excavated. I look like bone. I look like something from, you know, one of those crime thrillers on the, you know, when you get a little bit of shin bone poking out of the soil.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I tell you, if Poppy saw me, she wouldn't know whether it was something from the butcher's. She'd be at my ankles. She'd be...
What is a pleasant image you've just painted for us.
White.
Well, presumably you'll get the fake tan out eventually.
Yeah. But you see, I in recent years, I've really suffered with the fake tan because what happens is a build up, and then it starts to sort of not work properly.
Well, it's because you don't exfoliate, do you?
But well, probably not, but you have to sort of then scrape back to the bone again, don't you, and start again. You know, you have to do a massive exfoliate.
Yes.
You have to do quite a painful exfoliate.
I'm sure you do if you're slovenly enough not to do it on a daily
basis. Yeah, and
then
you end up with a rim of it round the bath. So, I sort of missed summer in some respects because we were driving back from the north. And then with every sort of 30 miles, you just saw the temperature gauge going up and up and up.
Wow, I could have told you that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you were there, innit?
Well, absolutely. But wasn't it summer in the north yesterday? It must have
been a little bit. Pleasant. It was pleasant. I mean, I'm not dissing it. It was pleasant, but it was 10 degrees difference, let's just say that.
Gosh, was it really?
Yeah. It was just fresh and pleasant in the north. But then by the time we got to the Serpentine, honestly, Judith, I was really shocked. I mean, I was thrilled to be back in London. I love the north. I'm northern in my heart and in my soul, but I belong in London. And, you know, I'm always thrilled to get back to London.
I wouldn't be at all. I'm just not wired for it. But in what way? What warms your heart as you get back?
Because it's so fucking mad. I mean, you know, the north is mad in its own way as well. But you know you're back in London because we just hit this bit of stretch of traffic around Marylebone. And within 10 seconds, I've seen a Maserati, a Ferrari, I mean, wankers cars. I can't be doing with them.
Hairdressers or
oh, yeah, terrible, terrible people cars. I mean, I'm really sorry. If you're listening, you've got a Maserati or a Ferrari, have a good look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself some questions, will you?
Harsh.
And the fantastic American Chevrolet kind of thing, which, you know, I applauded. And then there was a pony in the middle of all this.
A pony?
Mercedes. Yeah, a pony. A pony being led by a posh girl in jobbers. And then there was a Mercedes full of coke dealers. And I just thought, oh, yes, I'm back where
I belong.
This is
my world.
This is my world. But Judith, the Serpentine, it was so busy. It was shocking. It was like the levels of people. It was like pre-COVID bank holiday.
Oh, my word. It's the first day, I suppose, isn't it, that kind of spring has really sprung?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Have you swum yet?
No, but tomorrow is the first day. Sue and Liz and Patty, they've all swum already a couple of days. I'm lagging behind. Well, very much in the slow lane I am.
There's a reason for that, Judith. There is a reason for that.
Yeah, I've been busy. With the matron's hat on. Should we get the matron's hat on?
We'll get matron, Mike and June out of the way and then we'll sort of, you know, we'll just yatter on like we usually do. But these are sort of quite the big issues that we're both dealing with. Is Matron bearing up?
Matron is not bearing up terribly well. Not particularly. I mean, I am finding it increasingly difficult to make my face look patient pleasant. I'd settle for pleasant, actually. Bloody hell.
Can you describe your face for us, Judith? What is it set in? What kind of mood? Are you gritted teeth and resentful? What's it like?
Is your jaw clenched? Oh, definitely. I think the jaw is definitely clenched, as in, God, can't you remember to do that? Can you not just... Yeah, it is. The jaw is clenched. Sometimes, occasionally, to mimic a smile, an attempt at...
Oh, dear. Oh, that sounds terrifying. You're sort of plastering a sickly, false smile across your features.
Occasionally. Oh, God, it is hard. I was all right for the first 2 or 3 days. It's been
I thought you were going to say first 2 or 3 weeks, but it's been 2 weeks, hasn't it?
Okay. Not even quite. No, it's only been home for just over a week. But, oh, God, Jenny, enough bloody hard. It's hard, you know. I mean, it doesn't sound much, does it? But actually... sort of just 3 meals a day and the prescription run and the hospital run and the doctor's ringing and people drop things round and then all his friends ring. Oh, God. Listen, his friends ring. You wouldn't think there was anything wrong. You wouldn't.
Just bounce over to the telephone.
Pretty much. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh. How are things? Oh, I'm fine. Absolutely fine. Hasn't been too bad. Oh, no. I feel absolutely... I'm making really good progress. I feel like saying... Really? Well, then, would you mind just peeling an onion for me then? Yes?
Do you feel like seizing the phone and saying, you know, enough about Mike. What about me? What about me? When is somebody going to ask about me and how I am feeling? Because I can tell you something, oh, so I am right at the end of my tether. Right at my end of my tether, can I tell you that right now? So let's forget about Mike.
That okay. is such a good impression. I mean, I'm ashamed of myself. But
oh, don't
be.
You've been brilliant.
The honest truth is that it doesn't take long, does it, before you do start to think, oh, well, you know, yeah, but I haven't been able to do that. And what about, yeah, what about me? What about me? I mean, yeah, it's awful, but it's the
relentlessness of caring, really, that is, wow, it's incredible that people do it for a living and we do generally take
God.
Our hats off.
Oh, Jenny,
I think what it is, because you
it.
Have to take Mike to have his dressings changed. So that's every single day, isn't it?
Well, it is at the moment, and then we've got to go back in this afternoon. I mean, it's like 14 miles each way. I mean, yeah. It's a round trip. So it's the time, isn't it? And but then, and he's, you know, he's struggling and he's kind of internalising things. I mean, the other thing that I think is the problem is that we are very different. Like, you know, so occasionally I've said to him, well, how are you feeling? You know, how are you feeling? And he doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, he actually doesn't want to talk about it. Whereas I would be sort of, bleh, you know, bleh, everybody and all the time. Yeah, yeah. I can't go. I've no
idea. You'd be
idea.
Lying on the sofa. Yeah, you'd be saying, yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
And so he looks kind of, you know, he looks and sort of sounds normal, but he's obviously not able to do nearly as much, like put the bins out or get
yes,
off the bloody
Judith, that's because
mower.
He has a massive wound in his
oh,
chest
I've seen
where
it.
They crack.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh,
well, I haven't seen the top bit, where the oh, but Jenny, I'm not exaggerating. I think it's over a foot long.
Okay, that's
it
big.
Is
okay,
massive.
And is it black stitches? Because some people get glued together these days.
Yeah, well,
is
stapled,
it proper,
apparently. No, no, no. Yeah, no, no. It is. It's black.
He's sewn.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
sewn.
Yeah,
yeah. Hand sewn. It's I'm best, so... Judith. You know, it's a bit sloppy. When people say, oh, he was stapled, it just sounds like, you know, one of those mums that can't be bothered to do name tags in uniforms, doesn't it? You know, it's a bit me, really.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
I think the fact that he's been hand-stitched is a good thing. I really
it
do.
Is. It looks like, it's not like, it looks like something, you know, the really lazy tacking stitches. It looks a bit like that, really.
Yeah,
but no, it's pretty long.
Is it double thread?
Double,
are there knots in the thread? Can you see knots?
Yeah, I think so. It's horrible. Anyway, enough about Mike and me being a miserable old matron.
Put our minds at rest. Is he actually getting better? Is there improvement? Are the doctors pleased with him?
Yeah, I think there is definitely improvement, but there's also definitely sort of setbacks. I mean, I won't go into it, but actually his... You know, there's a level of warfarin or something,
they have to get the drugs properly
and it's
balanced.
Way out.
That's going
it's
to take
it's still
a, yeah,
way out.
I can understand.
You know,
understand.
And God, can you hear Poppy rustling?
Yes. What she? Have
yeah,
you got?
She's
have you got?
Her.
Have you got a little bit of sausage on you, Judith?
Have she's you got a head? In a great big bag with all my wetsuit and stuff ready to go tomorrow. She's got her nose right in it, you little rascal. Oh, she's got something out. Hold on, Poppy, give it here. Come on, give it here. Drop it. Give it to me.
Bored now, Judith, and bored of Poppy now.
Oh, look, here's your pizzle. Do you know what a pizzle is, by the way?
No.
Oh, it's a penis. It's a dried penis. She likes them.
Oh, God, Judith, what do you mean? I'm tempted to Google that, but I might sort of throw up over my keyboard, so I think I'll leave it. A pizzle?
It's called a pizzle, and she chews the ends of it. She likes chewing the end of it. She takes it real. She takes it round.
Oh, this
with her.
Is another reason why.
I know.
You know, every
dirty
week there's another reason
aren't they?
Why I don't. You know, I'm glad I didn't get a dog.
Well, thank God you didn't. And it was a close get a shave.
It was a close shave. I still look at Datsuns, Judith. I really do.
Oh,
still,
do you?
Yeah, and they still look at me.
Just by the fabric, by the cushion.
Yeah, there's a connection. There's a deep and spiritual connection between me and the Datsun world. That's all I'm going to say. Mm. So you're going to go swimming tomorrow. That's exciting. Can you go and leave Mike for a swimming length?
Yes, of course I can. Oh, yes. I mean, I can leave him for, you know, an hour. He sort of potters about. It's just that it's like he can't walk very far and he can't sort of do very much. But he's fed up. He's fed up. Fed up. Anyway, right.
Well,
so,
I would say jigsaw again, but you just poo-poo me every time. So I'm going to give up on that. Okay, we're equal. I did a snore on Poppy. You did a snore on Jigsaw. Yes, let's move
quits.
On.
We quit. Okay, I want to know about June. I want to know how she was.
Oh,
how
well,
was it? Come on, I want the
it
whole thing.
It was like a prison visit, really, Judith. I mean, it's sort of fantastic, and I'm really grateful to the home. And, you know, I do want to thank them because it's really up to them whether, you know, how they
is
run
it?
Things. Oh, it's
is
got
it?
To be. Yeah. It has yeah. to be because,
yeah. Yeah.
especially when, you know, they have kept Corona out of that home this whole year. And I know other homes that have kept Corona out for a year and then they just went a little bit lax just around Christmas and 20 dead within a
oh
month.
Oh, my goodness,
you know,
really?
And, you know, they just
Crikey.
Never let up their sort of real... I mean, they had such a firm hand on it and visitors and all this kind of thing. And so you have to make an appointment. It's a half hour slot,
right.
And I got to see June in a. It was a bit bleak. The room was a bit bleak because it was an unused room. It was an empty bedroom, single bedroom on the ground
oh,
floor.
Oh, really?
So it was a bit sort of, you know, as if the last prisoner just left.
Sort of almost like an interview or something.
Yeah, a little
Weird.
Bit like that. I thought I might be able to see her in her own room, which has got
yeah.
her own things and all that
yeah.
sort of thing. But this was very much empty shelves, empty wardrobe,
oh my goodness.
You know, stripped back bed. Well, it had a coverlet on and all that sort of thing. I mean, it was
yeah.
clean and it was absolutely
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, there were no creature comforts. But unfortunately, I'd bought Easter eggs and... I mean, she had Christmas presents to open because nobody had managed to,
oh.
You know, there was perfume and things like this and a present from her sister and just, so I took a bag of goods and I took her some spring clothes in and this sort
oh,
of thing. And
great to do all those practical things.
But I had
things.
To have
well
a COVID
done. Well done.
Test before
yeah,
I went in.
You?
You know, one of those lateral flow ones, which
I don't
I thought,
know what that means. What does
well,
that mean?
Well, I presumed I did because you know me, Judith, I'm Dr. Eclair and I thought it was blowing into a bag or something. I thought it was going to be a bit like a breathalyzer, but
yeah.
it wasn't. It's exactly the same as the usual COVID test. So you wiggle the stick down by, well, I haven't got tonsils, but that area,
yeah.
and then up your nose, and then
yeah.
it goes away, and dead on half an hour. It's a bit like a pregnancy test, an old-fashioned one. You know,
wow.
either a line comes up, or if two lines come up, that's trouble, I think. And I was given yeah. a plastic pinny and gloves and a mask.
Mm.
And, you know, I've got
did your mom, did June have to wear a mask?
No, no, she didn't. She didn't.
Okay,
she's,
so you could see her face
she's,
properly.
Yeah, I could see her face. And she'd just been
right.
second jabbed that morning, but she'd been very naughty. And this isn't like my mother. She'd suddenly refused to have her second jab, right?
Oh.
And, you know, she's just this out of the blue. She said, it's against my civil liberties. It's against, I don't know what she'd been talking to. It's as if she'd sort of watched the wrong television programme and listened to Lawrence Fox or something for 10 minutes and just gone, you know, her dementia had taken her down that route. A matron had had to talk her round and she'd had it anyway. And she said to me, she said, I was blackmailed into having that jab. I said, well, how did they blackmail you? She said, chocolate. They blackmailed me with chocolate. And that's always been her sort of weak spot. So anyway,
so they probably
she,
did. That's probably
oh yeah,
what they did.
Totally. But matron said to me, she said, I was told her if she had the jab, there'd be a chocolate pudding waiting for her. Unfortunately, there was. So
good old matron.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
go
she's,
on.
I mean, she'd put you to shame, Judith. That's all I'm
oh,
going to
God.
Say.
I
mean,
it's
an extraordinary
thought,
woman.
Bloody hell. She'd say she'd
yes.
tell any nonsense from me.
No,
so yeah. So
yeah,
so go on.
And,
so,
and she for most, I had the half hour visit, and we stretched it to 40 minutes, and I'm going to because I'd had the negative COVID test and I knew I was negative and I'd been jabbed. I did take my mask off for a bit and I took my gloves
oh.
off just so I could hold her hands. And
oh,
I mean, that's a naughty thing to do, but I, you know, just so she could see my face and hold my actual hands.
And so I want to know what her face looked like when you walked in. Did she?
She wept. She absolutely, she put her face into her hands. And she wept and she wept and
Jenny,
oh God,
me...
yeah, it's making me well up now. She was it was incredible. I mean, it was this, as I say, quite a bleak surroundings, and I went into sort of a mummy mode, which I think
did
it's
you?
Surprising for me. I was sort of treated her as if she was Phoebe when Phoebe was about two, and I went, "Who's my favourite mummy? I can see my mummy. Oh, I love my mummy." And
Jenny.
And she had a face in her hands and I said, "Are you pleased to see me?" And she said, "You have no idea." You have no idea.
Oh my
and
goodness.
And she was quite sensible for quite a lot of our chat. And I was able to fob her off at the pass when she was going a bit daft. And she knows there's something wrong. She said, I have a feeling that I might be in the funny farm. I said, well, you're not in a funny farm. And we don't say funny farm anymore. I just thought, no, don't try the woke stuff on a 91-year-old yes. woman who's got dementia. Yes. Leave that. I said, no, you're not in a funny farm. You're in a nursing home. You're in, you know, where Pa was before he died. And she said, oh, that's another thing. I get these terrible feelings. And she said, I thought your father wanted to leave me because he'd gone to London and he hadn't come back. And all I could do was put my head down and cry. And she said, and I think it went on for 3 weeks. And then one day I thought to myself, oh, he hasn't left you, June. He's dead, you silly fool. And I sort of said, well, it's better that he's dead than he left you, really, isn't it? And we had a bit of a laugh about that and all this. And she's never been a photograph person. She's never been somebody that's got out photographs of us and everything. And when she went into the home, I packed this photograph and it's quite big and it's in her handbag. And I didn't think properly, Judith. I should have taken a photograph of it and had it laminated. And I didn't do it. And I really regret that because it's quite a big photo, sort of half a size of A4. And it looks professionally done. And there's my mother in the middle, me on one side, Sarah on the other side, and Ben on her lap. And it was obviously taken in Berlin. And I think somebody had come round to take our passport photos. Oh, that's the only reason why every time I look at that photo, and it is, you know, a photo well known to us, I think passport photos. And I have no, and I was probably about six, seven I was when Ben was born.
Yeah.
And she said, now I show this to people and they always say, what lovely eyes, what lovely eyes. And I think, well, none of us have got special eyes, to be quite honest, but, you know. And I just thought, I wish I'd got a copy of that photograph because she's getting it in and out of her handbag. And
it's starting to crease up.
Yeah. And I can't really say to the home, you know, can you get that laminated? Because to be quite honest, they've got enough on their plate. But, you know, I had sort of things like that. If I'd known beforehand,
things like that
laminate because they want them in and out of their bags. And
that's
you
a
know.
Very good point.
And it was, do you know what? It was much better than I feared. And in the end, you know, she said, well, I think that's enough and I'll walk you out.
Did she? But do you know what I was terrified of? I was terrified that you would say to me, well, I think she thought I, you know, knew I was, but I wasn't quite sure and she wasn't very interested. You know, when I asked you last time, I said, I hope there's, you know, you want there to be a connection. Well, obviously there has been a massive connection. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still absolutely... June is still there.
Oh, June is the core of June is there. Yes, very much. And then yesterday I was able to go back for a window wave and she had a mobile phone in her hand and I had mine. And I could tell that she was happier just for having seen me.
Could you? Yes.
There was as if, I mean, it had been such a long time since one of us had been in the room with us. It was with her, it was 6 months. And I think that it really, that had sent her even further around the bend than just the normal dementia.
I'm so, so pleased that you went and that it went well.
Yeah.
Really, really pleased. That will be a very, very, very precious memory, that will.
I mean, a mad one for me as well. I mean, it's precious for me, but I mean, it was quite bonkers.
I love the idea of you doing that sort of childish thing. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, total and very instinctive and very just out of the blue and sort of, you know, definitely I wanted to look after her. She was the one that needed the reassurance and the mummy love.
Yeah, and also interesting that she rationalised wrongly the fact that your dad wasn't there and therefore he must have left her.
Yeah,
you know, so she got the absence and the disappearance.
Yes, and knowing that she's having these, and I did say the word delusions, and she sort of said, yes, it's delusions, I'm having delusions. And she I think she'll have forgotten that by now, but she's at her most lucid, she knows that there's something wrong with her brain.
I think that's very common. I mean, I think, you know, my mother used to say, there's something not right, and I know there's something not right in my head, and you couldn't quite put her finger on it.
Yes.
So.
But there's some of the stuff she really likes, and you know, at one point I felt like she was going on about this girl Millie. Oh, Millie, she's so lovely. lovely. She's so lovely. She,
yeah, that's
so
about Millie. What about me?
Yeah, what about me? And she's so beautiful. She's 6'5". Millie, I said, well, she's 6'5". She's a giantess. She said, well, all right then. She's very tall and she's got a long plait, Jenny. Oh, she's got a lovely long plait. And I thought, well, my hair's always been shit because your hair's shit. So whose fault is that then?
But she's had enough of you after a while. She'd had, you know what I mean, in the way that we do of ours.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you come to the stage where you think, yes, it's been very nice, but actually now I'd off like you to pop. Get back to my jigsaw or whatever, yeah.
Off you pop now, because I don't want to start hearing about your problems.
Yes, exactly. Enough. I don't want your worries. God.
So anyway, yes, that's done. And we came back. And as I said, we missed the summer. So it's a bit summer today, but it's not full summer. It's not what it was yesterday.
No, it's not full summer. No. Oh, apparently it's going to start bloody hailing and snowing. Guy
it's
going
to be socks back on, Judith.
It is. Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, God. So back to all the shit now.
Yeah.
So I was gearing up so much to that visit that I put everything on a back burner and now I've got to face everything again. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean. Absolutely. Absolutely. How's the car?
Oh, it's dead. It's completely dead. I mean, I have come to the conclusion that, and it's taken me a long time, and I know you've been telling me this till you blew in the face, mm-hmm. but it's going mm-hmm. to scrap this week.
You, is it? Is it? Oh, dear.
Well, we're going to try and sell it first, but I don't think anybody will want it. We took it out because, you know, the AA got it going. So we took it out and we stopped at the bottom of the road so that I could go to this plant shop and then it wouldn't go again. And we had sort of put God. The... We had to sort of, you know, do the... Where you put
the
doobies
on.
Charger
put the
doobies
on.
Yeah, put the doobies on.
Oh,
and it had literally gone 500 yards. So it was ridiculous. It's gone. And, you know,
are you going to buy a sensible car? Are you just going to buy something that's sort of slightly ordinary? Or are you just going... I know you don't want to.
No, but I'm going to have to, aren't I?
I think you are. I think you are. I like a mini. I covet a mini. Quite like
they're not minis anymore, Judith. They're fucking huge.
Well, I know, but that's just as well. You and I, have you seen the old minis? My
have you
God.
Seen the...
My that fat ass, isn't it? We get in.
Have one each. My aunt had a yellow one. My mum had an orange one.
Oh, really?
And they were honestly the size of a desk.
Yes, they're absolutely tiny. Not only are they narrow, but they're very, they're quite
short.
Low slung, aren't they?
And also, they're on the floor.
Yeah, that's, we never get in and out. And also, I think you'd hit your head on the top. They're almost like for little tiny, weeny, weeny people.
Well, I'm quite short. I'd be quite all right.
Yeah,
I'm quite good at getting up from low speed. Spaces.
Yeah,
I'm all right at that. But they don't sell them anymore, Judith. So,
no, they don't. I don't. But I think the new minis are very nice. I think they're very stylish.
They're very expensive.
Well, yes.
I mean, I need... what I'm basically saying now on the podcast is if anybody's got a great car that they want to sell me, and I'm serious about this, I can't really afford any more than $4,000. So that's as far as I'm prepared to go. So if anybody's got a car, a sensible car, run around for town, that is going to be EULAS compliant. I don't want any of your non-EULAS compliant shit. I want you to let me know, please. And I also like Fiat Pandas, I think. I had a Fiat Panda once and that was quite good fun.
Okay.
I think they're all right. I mean, there are those other little Fiats as well that are quite sweet.
Oh, they're too small. No, I do know what you mean, though. I think they're too small. I think a mini would be perfect. You know, I think a mini with a sunroof would be absolutely perfect. I don't think I'll get one
for £4,000. Am I not having a sunroof in southeast London?
Well, why not?
Because everyone slits them open with the knives.
Oh,
do they?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's just you'd get up every day and it'd be flapping in the breeze. It's so boring, though, isn't it? Sort of.
Oh, where do you start?
Where do you start? And you've got to find the paperwork for your old car.
Oh, God, the idea of it is just making me tired just to even think about it.
Oh, our energy bill just went through the roof, so we've got to change energy bill. And at this point, I just want to go, la, 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 la. Listening, because it's very, very boring. I'm bored now. I'm so bored. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, I was in password lockout hell the other day on something. Oh, I bought some app called Sleepio. And I couldn't, you know.
What's that all about? Is that to try and get you to sleep?
Yeah, it's trying. Yeah.
What does it do, Judy?
I don't know because I haven't been able to access it. Okay. I've paid for it and I've logged on and I've got the account and then I try and do it, then I haven't got the right password, and then, you know, the emails it, and then you can't.
That's very clever because it's wearing you out. That's going to make you sleep. That is the app.
Yeah. Wow. I'm very intelligent. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the app if I can. Bloody access.
If you can remember your passcode. Okay. Well, it's Easter weekend coming up. We've got to remind everybody we are going to take next week off because Daisy needs a break.
Oh, yes. Of course. Because
the boys are off school and she has to, you know, she has to hide Easter eggs and do all that kind of stuff. And so you and I are just going to be bored shitless, basically.
Yeah, aren't we?
Oh, no. Have you got plans, Judith, for
We've got the clan coming round for breakfast on Good Friday. So I bought some little Easter bunnies and so on, which would be very nice. And we sit outside.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to have an Easter egg hunt. I'd like an Easter egg hunt, and I particularly like an Easter egg hunt because it's always been the thing that I push Mike out of the way for. I get very, very,
greedy
ugly.
And competitive. Greedy and competitive.
Yeah, but I think it's the only day of the year when I sort of, I feel able to be a real bully and push him out of the way to get more Easter eggs. And I always
Think you should do an Easter egg hunt. Well, you've got the bunnies you bought. Are they chocolate bunnies?
Of course, yeah.
Then you hide them around the garden. Your garden's brilliant for bunny hiding.
Oh, it is. And sometimes you find them months later. Little glistening little things in the, you know. Yeah.
That's what I could do that.
But it won't be much fun if I can't push Mike out of the way.
You've got son-in-laws and, you know, boyfriend-in-laws. You like to push them, shove them.
True. They might shove me back.
I'm not sure they're allowed to shove you back.
Probably not.
Because it's one of those things you could bring up in the future. If, you know, one of the girls says, I'm a bit pissed off with so-and-so. You go, he's a bit of a shove. He shoved me during the Easter egg hunt.
Did you see the way he shoved me trying to get those Easter eggs? Absolutely. Are you seeing Phoebe? Who's seeing the girl?
We're doing a Sunday walk with some members of the family outdoors and then a sort of garden, maybe a lunch or whatever. But
That's nice.
I'm already thinking, oh, fucking hell, how do I cope with that? How to do six?
Food. Yeah, I know what you mean. That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah. Are you doing hot cross buns? I love a hot cross bun.
Oh, they're so... I mean, even I, Judith, and I don't... You know, I have no sweet tooth, but they're not really very sweet, are they,
No, they're not. Oh, do you like them? You actually
I do like a hot cross bun. I have it with cream cheese because I don't eat butter.
Oh, well, you can do something weird with it.
it's not just me, though. It's not... Because some of the hot cross buns have gone a bit odd recently.
Have you seen chocolate ones?
You don't need chocolate. Can we just get rid of them? We don't need all this fucking chocolate.
No, we do not. Have you tried the M&S luxury ones?
Well, they're the only ones, really, Judith, aren't they? I mean, you know, they are superior.
They are good.
Yeah, Jeff really likes those.
Of course he does.
Right then, so let us get on to Culture Corner.
Indeed. Now, I sent you a text this week saying, and I didn't get a reply, which I thought was a bit weird.
I said,
try, this is my house, you'll love it. Didn't hear anything back.
No.
Now, don't tell me you didn't like it.
I thought it was a load of shit.
What?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't feel that I know you at all.
I know. I change like the wind. Sometimes I'm really open to sort of rubbish and I really love it.
Yes,
and I feast
that's right.
On,
was that that bloody runway
nonsense.
Outfit or whatever it is that
oh,
you
no,
made me watch?
That's very, very superior. Well, that's next in fashion. Oh, God, that's brilliant. If nobody has seen or heard of this, it's basically Stacey Dooley, who I like a lot. Five people pretend that they own a particular house, but it's so obvious who did, because the house was so specific and it was so female, and you know there was a bloke there and it was obviously not his, and this very young girl, and she could never have afforded it.
Well,
it
was... I disagree. I thought it was a diverting, jaunty half hour and I enjoyed trying to work out who it was.
I bet you guessed, though, right at the beginning.
I did, actually.
Yeah, there you go. I will give you the benefit of the doubt, though. Now, you wrote in our notes, because we always do notes about Culture Corner, you wrote me a note saying, forgotten. Have you seen the last episode?
Well, I didn't like to say anything in case you haven't seen it.
No. Well, Judith, can we just start with the title of the programme? You called it Forgotten.
Yeah.
And I just would like to ask, is this the answer to the unforgotten? Is this the alternative one? Is this the one where they dig up old cases and shove them in a drawer and think, fuck that? Yes, you called it forgotten rather than the unforgotten. So that made me laugh.
Well, it was quite a spectacularly surprising last episode. I better not say what happened. No, well, I mean, it was, my goodness, it took me by surprise.
But thanks to you saying how much you enjoyed it, Jeff and I got back on it last night and we are into it.
And have you got to any of the surprising bits yet?
No, only on episode 2, but we're hooked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
right,
you know...
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. But actually, what began as a sort of, has become a bit, oh, God.
Marvellous.
Mind you, on the other hand, Line of Duty, what got all that bloody hype? Have you been watching that?
No, the hype put me off.
Well, I just think now it's a bit tiresome and repetitive. I feel like saying, oh, for God's sake, you know, it's a bit of a sort of the same formula, isn't it?
Has it disappeared up its own arse, Judith?
It has
a bit. Disappeared up its own
arse? Do you know it has? It has. Yeah. I just think, I don't care anymore. It's all the same thing. Is it you? Is it her? Is it, you know, I don't know. And actually, I'm not sure that I'm fussed anymore.
Yeah.
That's a bit disappointing, really.
Okay. May I do my film of the week? And I so enjoyed this, and I do want other people to enjoy it. You have to decide before you go into this whether you are the kind of person that's going to enjoy this kind of thing. But, I just thought it was really special and splendid. It's a film that I found on All4 called The Look of Love. And it's Steve Coogan playing Paul Raymond, the King of Soho.
Ooh.
97 minutes. Perfect performances all round. I mean, Steve Coogan has always got an element of Steve Coogan in him, which is that raised eyebrow and sort of...
Yes,
there's
yes.
something always a little bit ironic about it. But, you know, he's very good at characters that have a slice of ridiculous about them. And Paul Raymond did have ridiculous about him.
Now, is he the guy that... sort of started that strip club or something.
Raymond's Review Bar that became
Raymond's,
the comedy
of course,
store.
Of course.
And then all the porn. He was a baron. He was a porn baron. I mean, he was a terrible man. You know, there's lots of little cameos by people like Matt Lucas and David Walliams. They're both in it. David Walliams playing a perverted vicar. You know, it's marvellous. It's sort of really... heartbreaking, but with a sense of ridiculous. Mm. Anyway, that's
sounds
my recommendation.
Great. Okay,
and I enjoyed
good.
The documentary on Netflix about the College Places for Cash scandal in the States, which I think you'd enjoy, Judith.
Yes, we had a look at that last night and I thought, well, why would I care about that? But it's good, is it?
It's not as good as some of the others the same company have made. They made the one about Fire Island, which was hilarious.
Oh, yes, but
this was very much made in COVID times. So it's smaller and less dramatic than it should be. In fact, it's crying out to be made into a proper, fully-fledged drama.
Mm.
And it's not. So it's. I'd give it a 7.5, but still worthy of a watch.
OK, what's it called?
Well, I think it might have two titles, but the one I read was Varsity Blues.
Okay. Yep. All
so
right.
It's on Netflix.
Very good.
Any
very
other...
good.
What about books now, Judith?
I'm still on the Cazalettes and very much enjoying that. And So yeah. I just the sort of that detail of kind of that era and that sort of social milieu and the characters. Very, very good. Good steer. Thank you.
Second World War, isn't it? And the minutiae of everyday life. Are they? They're in what's it called? They're not in London, are they? They've gone to the country.
Is it Sussex they've gone to?
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, a bit of both, but yeah.
Okay.
No, good. I'm enjoying that.
I have finished the John Cooper Clarke autobiography, and it is another brilliant biog to add to the list of brilliant biogs that have been out over the last couple of years. I was never a biog reader or listener until about 2 years ago, when all of a sudden I think there was this complete rush of brilliant biogs. I think the Elton John one is great. I think
and the one about Princess Margaret you enjoyed very
Princess
much, didn't
Margaret
you?
One and the Lady
yes,
Glenn
you're right.
Connor
it's
one.
Become they've become a sort of, you know, more of their sum parts or whatever that
oh,
phrase
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Craig
they?
Brown's one yes. about the Beatles. Really, really, there's some wonderful. The biog has been reinvented as something a lot more novel and interesting.
And ditto the biopic. Actually, same thing,
yes,
isn't it?
We've
got very, very good at them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's probably a correlation between the two things. It's a sort of, I don't know what's happened, but I totally agree with you. The biopic and the bio book, they've really come up. Enjoying Girl A by Abigail Dean, and my publishers very much want me to add that Moving, which was my fourth novel, is 99p on Kindle throughout April, if anyone fancies it. So it's cheaper than a cup of coffee. It really is, especially
yeah,
if you're
actually
at
it
Q.
Is, isn't it?
It's a lot fucking cheaper. If you're at Q and they tell you how much a cup of coffee is in a sandwich, you should say to them, I'd rather have Moving on Kindle for 99p by Jenny Eclair. Right. Emails, Judith, what's caught your eye?
Very nice video that somebody sent. Claudia, 52 3/4, on the young side of a gal,
yes.
in terms of a gal, probably why
Youngster.
She managed to upload the video, let's face
well,
it.
Yeah.
And she sent us a video of her point of view whilst dangling her feet, instructed by you, Jenny, sitting on a wall, overlooking West Yorkshire. And she said it took her back to when she used to do that when she was little. So thank you very
you
much.
See, it's an evocative thing, wall dangling, feet
it
dangling
is actually.
When sitting on a wall. There you
it
go.
It is, it
makes
is.
Makes you feel 12 again.
Brian, 67 and 21 days, very specific, says Jeff needs to do a car maintenance course.
Don't let Jeff hear this, because
you were describing, weren't you, what he did to your car, the surgery.
Yeah. Well, it was
and
me
so,
that told him to do it, yeah.
Okay. Well, can't blame. Don't. Yes. And so Brian says that. Well, he goes into great detail actually as to how he thinks Jeff should have done it and what he should have done instead of doing the surgery. And I read it and I thought, well, quite like the idea of a Brian, don't you? I mean, you know, he's. I don't know where Brian was when I was looking for marriage material, but you know,
wait,
Brian.
You
knows
went
a
for
thing
cerebral.
Too.
You went. I'm not saying Brian's not cerebral as well, but you know, Mike is. He's not a car mechanic.
No, he's really not. He's really
and Jeff is not a car mechanic. However, he is a car nut.
Yes,
an
absolute
car nut.
I wonder why that
it's
is.
It's like being, when you're on the motorway, it's like being with a 13-year-old who has an unhealthy obsession with every single car
really?
In the world.
Really?
Yeah. He can point at any car at any time, tell you what make, model and year it is. Any car in the world.
It's
absolutely.
So endearing. It's a very boyish, endearing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
If I let him, I think he'd have models as well. But anyway, listen, that is
good.
Our cultural roundup and our email roundup. We've had lots of, you've had lots of really supportive letters as well, emails.
Oh,
haven't
I
you,
have.
Judith?
Absolutely. Honestly, the gang have been amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for all your good wishes. I've been reading them out to Mike and it's been smashing, actually. Thank you very much, gang. Really, really, really appreciate it.
So we'll love you and leave you for a couple of weeks now. Judith, have a lovely Friday
Easter
morning.
Egg.
Easter egg
yes.
and stroke.
Yes, and enjoy your hot cross buns. And
hot
I'm so
cross
pleased.
Buns feast.
Yes.
Ditto here in London. And Daisy, have a great break. We realise you really do need it. Let's hope the sun keeps shining.
Oh,
looking out of the window at the moment, it's not looking that promising. How's it looking
it's
your end, Judith?
A little bit cloudy. But it's not bad. It's not bad. Come on, we have to be hopeful.
Well,
let's be optimistic.
But a bit of me is like thinking it'd be very funny if it's pissing down tomorrow when you go for that swim. And there we go. We'll leave it on that note. Happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, and you.
And we'll be
and
back
you.
Soon. Take
yeah.
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.